The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Jim, are you there? Well, I don't know where he is, but I'm here. It's bright and early on this beautiful Monday, August 21st. Well, some places it's going to be a little different today, though. It's Eclipse America Day, or Great American Eclipse Day. You know, I don't really get what the big deal is about it. I know it doesn't happen that often. It's going to be another 99 years before it crosses the United States. But
Risa,
really,
just make
sure
you keep your special glasses on. Don't just look at these things.
I have no desire to look at it. It's just amazing to me that there's just so much hype about the whole thing. Remember back in the 50s when they thought there was going to be an eclipse, or there were eclipses different places, and they said, oh, the seas are going to roar and they're going to swallow up the land and it's going to throw the rhythms of all the animals off. It's 2.5 minutes, I think. It's under 3 minutes that it's a total eclipse. It's like, really, people? That was my hot
topic. Don't worry about
it. I went on without you, Jim. So that was my hot topic.
Because if you miss it, it's going to happen again in 99 years. So that's why we tell you, stay in shape. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And you know, the good thing about making it to our...
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
So that was my hot topic. So why don't you go ahead with your hot topic?
Well, you know, Reese, the good thing about making it to be our age is that we have so much knowledge in a lifetime of learning experience. The problem is by our age, we forget most of it. I don't know. We got to balance that out. So anyway, we got a Navy ballistic missile defense ship. The USS John McCain was off the coast of Malaysia when it ran into another ship, a Liberian merchant, large ship, about 3 or 4 times the size. And it was holding oil and chemicals, and it damaged the military ship, and it was basically 10 crew members are still missing, 5 are injured, and the naval ship was named after Senator John McCain's father and grandfather. My brother actually met him. This is the second time in 2 months a collision has happened, and it's the fourth incident of ships colliding in that area. It's a very busy area off Malaysia. Fourth time since February, I think. It's a heavily trafficked area, but, you know, I would think that these big ships, wouldn't you see that there's a ship ahead of you? I don't understand that. Or is it that maybe somebody's hacking into their directional program? I don't know. But a dozen dead, 100 injured in the attacks in Spain. ISIS claims responsibility. And total solar eclipse, Reza told you about that. Remember, guys, it's not going to last that long if you see it at all, and don't look at it. They have ways you can look through a spaghetti strainer down on the ground, and there's all kinds of ways you can research. But if you're going to glance up at it, have those special glasses on. What comedy superstar, founder of the muscular dystrophy, that went on for years, the situation he had. Wow, Reese, we watched that for many years. And he raised over $2 billion. Jerry Lewis died at age 91. Jerry Lewis was Dean Martin's partner, and he's starred in over 46 movies. But the Jerry Lewis Marathon, Telethon, hosted by Ed McMahon, that went on for a long time. He raised so much money. Steve Bannon has been let go as the president's chief strategist. It's not clear why he was let go, but he's going to go back to his magazine. Numerous studies have shown that stress, which has been linked to various illnesses, can be reduced through humor. So Jerry must have been a big combating issue for the stress. And finally, there's a two-year-old girl that was in a video filmed while going through a car wash. She was terrified as the spinning wash wheels covered the car, but her four-year-old brother reassured her that everything was going okay and they were not going to die. She cried, stopped crying, watched, started crying again. Terrifying incident was over for her. The older brother asked if she would like to go through it again, and she said, yeah. So there you go, Reese. It's all, oh, it's bad.
That's typical brother and sister behavior. Well, that brings us up to our first commercial.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way, yes, indeed. And it's
absolutely.
We are able to do that because Eric worked hard at creating all this. We have a very special guest that it's a return guest, and we've had her on before. We asked her to come on again because she's not a superstar. She's not a big singer or producer, director, but she's on the most wanted list as far as people that have these issues, these online issues of security and the seniors and the baby boomers and everybody basically is concerned about this. There's so much going on with it. And she's a specialist in world identity protection. She gives advice, gives speaking engagements with groups that gives her solutions in finance and identity protection for several issues. Let's see if she's with us. Stacy Goldman-Linsack. Stacy, are you with us?
I'm here, Jim. Can you hear me
there
well?
There she is.
Oh,
there
good.
You go.
Hi, Reetha.
Yo, can you hear me? Let me move a little bit. Okay. Stacy, we got Reetha on with us. You remember Reetha?
I do. Hey, hi. Great.
So anyway,
thank you for having me back.
Reetha's a kind of a specialist, too, in the area of the cell phone and the technology and all that. She's more than aware of this is an important issue. So what are some of the main concerns we have going on? And I don't know, maybe we should put you in the Pentagon or something to watch the security. You know, when you hear about these ships that are bumping each other, I don't understand that. Could they be being hacked to go in different directions or what's going on here?
Oh, you know what? These people are getting smarter and smarter every day. So just to clarify, I'm not a specialist in cybersecurity, but I have a solution for a monitoring program that will help everybody to actually get fixed up if they get themselves hacked or they have their identity stolen. So
which is a big problem.
We're all at risk. You know, our stuff has been compromised multiple times, even if people think that they haven't had that they haven't been buying things online or they haven't been out there, their information has been breached multiple times. It's called personally identifiable information, and the code for that is PII, personally identifiable information. And this is information that identifies you and all that you are. And you know, it happens a lot where as an employee, your information can be hacked in different ways. You know, I can tell you six ways a Sunday. But I want to just kind of go over a few things. I know I have limited time. So do you want me to just kind of run through it, or do you want
absolutely
to ask?
Absolutely.
Tell us
how it works. Tell us how it works.
That's why we wanted to have you on again, because you got so much stuff.
I do. It just goes on. Okay. So if you ever, this is a new one to me, but it's called JDLR. JDLR. You know what that means? Just doesn't look right. Just doesn't look right. Okay, so, you know, it's that whole thing about if you see something, say something, you know, that whole thing. Well, JDLR, if it just doesn't look right, it probably is something that's going to get you in trouble. Things like these urgent emails that come on your screen, you know, it's urgent. You have to, your system's in jeopardy of being damaged, and click here, and they tell you that it's Microsoft, and all, it's all a scam, all of that. So verify before you click on anything that has this urgent nature about it, because most likely it's not true. And, you know, there's all kinds of ways that they catch us, so I'm going to go through them quickly here. But people talk about spam. Spam isn't necessarily harmful. Spam is just unwanted ads. You know, it's kind of annoying. So that's spam. That's one thing. But hacking is when the thieves actually break into your computer. And they do it through unpatched systems, weak passwords. They can steal your ID. You know, if you log into public access, you should never do that. You should never be using the public internet when you're out and about at Starbucks and McDonald's and stuff, because there's people that actually hang out in those places just to steal access to your computer. And they get in, and then I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you, where your whole database gets an email from you.
Right.
Have you ever had that? Yeah. Well, how did that happen?
Please send me $10,000.
Yeah.
Right.
How did that happen?
Okay.
Yeah, that's an inside job. Somebody got inside your computer to get all those names. So, hey, this is another one, and it might not necessarily be related to the internet, but it's related to identity theft. Social engineering. This is when you're in a secure building or a locked apartment complex or something like that, and you open the door to let yourself in, and a stranger is behind you, and they kind of just walk in with you. You know, you're not going to go, oh, sorry, like you have to get your own, you have to get the code and get in yourself. You just sort of let them in and say hi and everything like that. That's how a lot of the thieves get in. They trick you, you know, into thinking that they're a delivery person or that they have a friend there or whatever. So that's social engineering.
Stacey, you're blowing my bubble here, because I was getting a little excited about next month's budget, because I'm getting this information that I'm going to be winning all these sweepstakes. So you mean I may not be actually winning this money?
Probably not. Keep your day job. So then how about phishing? Now, it's not not phishing with an F. You know, it's P-H-I-S-H, phishing. This is when you get emails that look official. They have the logo, and they really look like they're from, you know, FedEx or UPS or somewhere. And really, they have a sense of urgency. You know, your package was not able to be delivered. You need to click here right away to get the, you know. And they're just fishing. They just know that a large percent or a small percent, whatever the percentage of people, actually do have a package that they sent, and maybe they're going to be concerned and they're going to click on it.
Yeah, you know, and you're right. They look so official. You know, they look like they're coming from the seal of California, or, you know, like whatever. And they look so fishy. You think, well, so okay, I'm not going to put that in the budget, because that's what it looks like. This is from the state of California. You can pick up your funds by contacting so and so and whatever.
So the key to an email like that is always look at the address that it's coming from. So. Most of the, you know, if they're phony ones, you're going to be able to tell that it's not. It might say FedEx.somethingsomething.com, but because you can buy the somethingsomething.com and put anything in front of it, you know, because you own that, like, address. So,
people out there.
Now, Stacey, once people do get one of these things, whether they actually click on it or they don't, can they report it to someone?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I have done that myself. You know, you can go, like, say it's a FedEx scam. You can go to the FedEx actual website, and they have a spot on there to report a scam because they want to know what scams are being done on them, and so that they can kind of notify their people, you know, to say, hey, this is going around and it isn't us. I've had those emails come to me too because they don't want
and
to
do,
click on them either.
Mm-hmm. Right. Ah. Do most of these companies that these scams are typically played on, do most of them have a reporting email that they can go to or find at their websites?
They should, because they're big companies. You know, they're not little, you know, they're Bank of America, Citibank. I mean, yeah, they all have it because they all are watching that kind of stuff very carefully. So they need to know. There's so many other things here. We got spear phishing. So regular phishing is just sort of taking a shot. But spear phishing is when you're targeted. They're targeted attacks. And and they do a lot of research and they trick you because they know your habits and they know what you're doing specifically. So it's very, it feels very real. And do you know that the companies that do this, the, I call them companies kind of loosely, but they're real companies. Like in other countries, they have desks and vacation and contests and lunch breaks and, you know, motivational talks and everything. They're real companies that
so
actually.
So they're just doing their job.
They are just doing their job, and they're getting so good at it. It's really, really, really scary.
Now, we're almost out of time, Stacey.
Yes.
So tell us what you do.
So I am a representative.
And how we
Jim?
Can connect you.
So I'm a financial advisor, but I've recently started offering to my clientele the legal and identity theft programs through a company called Legal Shield. So I can easily be contacted if you go to my associate website with Legal Shield, not just LegalShield.com, but it's LegalShield.com/hub, the word hub, H-U-B, and then another forward slash, and then my name, which is Stacey Golden. Stacey is spelled S-T-A-C-E-Y. Golden is G-O-L-D-E-N. So hopefully you caught that. Legal Shield, L-E-G-A-L, shield, like a shield, .com/hub/ Stacey Golden. There's a spot on there that says contact me. So you can just do that. I'll get that. I can call you. And then the other thing is you could also look on that website at all of the plans and how they protect you. They're so affordable, like 33 cents a day. And if you do get your identity stolen, they will get you back to your original state and up to a $5 million service guarantee.
So they're monitoring
everything that can be taken, and I love representing the company. So I'm hoping that that helps
that's
some of the people out there.
That's why we wanted you back to give people all these tips because, you know, lack of knowledge can be very costly. And when people find out they've been hacked or they've tied into their whatever, their business and stuff, it's hard to get out of and correct it all sometimes. But thank you for coming on, Stacey.
Thank you, Stacey. Thanks
thank
for the information.
For having
and. It sounds
good
like
tips.
A great program.
It is.
Take care, you guys.
All this information
bye-bye.
Is so needed, you know.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
It is tech time. I'm going to talk about an old favorite today, YouTube. Now, some of you probably say, oh, YouTube's passe. Nobody does YouTube anymore. Sure, they do. There's all kinds of information on YouTube. I was looking the other day for some instructions on using a CPAP machine. Now, for those of you that have sleep apnea, you know that apnea is this condition where while you're asleep, you stop breathing. So they order you this machine that helps you continue breathing all night long. So I'm thinking about ordering this machine. I wanted more information. And lo and behold, I tap in CPAP machine. There's all kinds of websites, but they're trying to sell you something. Then I go to YouTube and I discover there's all kinds of information about CPAP machines on YouTube. How to use it, how to clean it, which nozzles work best, all kinds of information, and from everyday people. And when I say everyday people, this guy that I thought had the best CPAP machine video looked like Grizzly Adams. He looked like he was in a log cabin somewhere in the middle of nowhere. He really did. Now, I don't know if that's what he was, but that's what he looked like. And he gave an excellent demonstration about the CPAP and how to clean it, how to use it, how it worked, how it helped him, all the different nozzles. It was amazing. I've discovered this with anything that you could possibly want, whether recipes, cooking, how to put in a light fixture, you name it, somebody has made a video on it. And the other side of that is, if you have something that you specialize in or you think you do really well, just shoot it with your iPhone or whatever kind of cell phone you have, put it up on YouTube. You can monetize that. And you can make money off of your video if it's good enough and enough people click on it. This Grizzly Adam looking guy had thousands of views on his YouTube page on how to use a CPAP machine. So it might be a way for you to make extra money, but at the very least, it's a great way on how to find out how to do it yourself, whatever it is. So check out YouTube. Revisit it. And that takes us over
okay,
to Jim.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time
it's
for
time
Jim.
For Jim.
From Jim.
Wow, more great information from Reese's Gem Time. It's just amazing, all the stuff. And that, yeah, the YouTube channel is amazing. You get so much stuff. And now there's a lot of focus being shined on there's something called Easy Way Tube where businesses can just network with other businesses. I mean, because they're all out there and they can see what's on there. And you don't have to scroll through millions. You have your own group of businesses, Easy Way Tube. So an article I saw on scoresense.com, signs your credit profile may be falling victim to criminal activity. And I like giving you guys the top five, top ten in that because it's easy to keep track of and remember. Okay, number one, your credit score. Now, remember, this is eight signs your credit profile may be falling victim to criminal activity. Your credit report shows accounts you don't recognize. All right, there's one. There's another one. You receive a change of address notice. Ah, little tricks that come in, like Stephanie was talking about. Three, your credit card is declined. The next one is you start getting calls from collection agencies or delinquencies you don't even recognize, you know. So these are little tips. And number five is a similar but not exact social security number appears on your credit, all right, as far as repair goes. So you got to remember all these things before, like, you know, she's talking before you click on this stuff. They're trying to get in all kinds of ways. Another one, the IRS notifies you that you filed multiple tax returns. Another one is you receive the change of username or password notification from a social network. And number eight, your friends and family receive messages from you asking them to send money or personal information. So baby boomers info on badcredit.org. All right, so the average score, here's some tips for you. This is just a couple little tips that you, or a couple little info shots you might like. Average score of the baby boomer is 700, and the number of cards that they have is 2.93, and the average balance is $6,889, and the average debt is $42,628. So you can kind of see where you're at with all that. Reese, what do you think? You know, I mean, it just gives you an idea. People are in debt, you know. So as easy as it is to get in debt.
Well, you're the financial guy.
You could save money, you know. You could save money instead of spending it. And you don't have to go to the store and keep buying stuff because stuff piles up. You ever notice that, Reese? Stuff piles up in your house? You know.
Well, Jim, I'm there. I'm that person. I don't say I spend all the time. I'm a consumer nation unto myself. What can I tell you? I think it's time for Carmelita's Corner.
Carmelita's Corner.
Like a water to the sky, you put out my fire. Like a drop of water to the sky. You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning. I have a very special guest today. Her name is Marlena Martin, and she is the founder of a very special pageant coming up next weekend. Marlena, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
It's such a pleasure.
I've been enjoying the show so far.
All right. There's a lot of tips, aren't there?
Oh, yes. It's very interesting, especially the identity theft one.
Oh, yes. Very, very helpful and informative. There's so much we need to be aware of in today's world. And, of course, we're experiencing history. Like Jim said, every 99 years we get a solar eclipse, and it pays to be healthy so we can look forward to the next one, right?
That's right. Maybe we'll all live to 200.
Yeah, well, listen, you are on a mission, and speaking of mission, I am so appreciative of what you are doing for women, and not only acknowledging women who are achieving great things in the world, but I just want to give the listeners your statement. Helping women achievers connect and grow into their maximized potential and assisting the women they lead to become all they can be. And I think that's so great, Marlena. What inspired you to begin that mission?
I have a Miss America background, and unfortunately they cut off the participants at 24, and I realized that you're just starting life at 24, and women have a lot to give after 24, and beauty does not stop at 24.
That's true. There is women beautiful at all ages. That's true. And of course, it's most important to develop the beauty on the inside, not just the outside. That's what makes a woman beautiful.
That's right. So that beauty fades, but that inner beauty is going to take you a lot longer in life. It's just that's what counts, is what your mission is, your life mission is, and that inner beauty.
Absolutely. And for our listening audience, you cannot see Marlena except in your mind's eye, but she is a beautiful woman herself. And I can understand why you were involved with the Miss America pageant.
Yes, I was involved with Miss America. I'm a former Miss County Las Vegas, and I coached a lot of women, and they dropped the age from 26 to 24. And a lot of women want scholarships after 24 or 26. Excuse me. And I just felt that we should recognize women, get grants for women that are doing things, starting nonprofits, really achieving after 26. I just thought that conversation needed to keep going.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, you had a very beautiful Miss Diversity, and she was also the Miss Elegance USA International Woman of Achievement winner, who was my predecessor, and she nominated me, and that is Christy Passeth, who is also one of the hosts of the Rose Roddy Art Show, which was produced by the Rose Breast Cancer Society in Hollywood. And it's just sort of like a great circle that's come around it, that I wound up being the title holder last year, and I'm still pinching myself trying to believe that I was not only nominated but won the contest. So I want to thank you and Christy for making that possible for me to even be in that position, to be in the pageant.
Right. I think Christy is a breast cancer survivor more than once. She's had to go through this, and she's a big advocate of self-detection. So she had to insist on more than one exam annually because she, right after her exam, a couple of months, she felt a small lump and really had to talk them into, due to health insurance reasons, to check it out again. And lo and behold, discovered it. So she's a great advocate for self-detection and breast cancer awareness. And really, at Woman of Achievement, what we like to do is feature women that are giving back either for breast cancer awareness, like you do, and also women that start their own nonprofits, educators. Sometimes we recognize just moms that are giving back at, let's say, City of Hope or American Heart Association. So we like to really recognize women that are giving back to the community, either volunteering, speaking, writing. And my focus is helping women stay. A lot of times we raise families and we get involved in giving because women are such givers. We lose ourselves. And that's why I like to do Woman of Achievement, because it allows those women to get back in touch with their creative portion, because you can sing or speak in my program, and really define their purpose. And some of our women know their purpose, and they're already on that path, and some of them kind of forgot that purpose. And so when they get into Woman of Achievement for our program, they get excited, they get re-energized because they get to get back in touch with that purpose and display it. We give them a table, and they get to display it during that weekend.
Yes, I remember setting up my platform and bringing in my artwork, my portraits that were done with actual roses, the one that I did of my mom, for example. Anyway, can you please tell them about the pageant that's coming up this weekend on the Queen Mary?
Yes, we have at womanofachievement.com is the website, but our next event is this weekend. We have the California Mrs. and Ms. Woman of Achievement. So we have two divisions, over 40 and under 40. And the ladies can, the public can come in. It's 25 at the door. And we will be recognizing these women in California that are representing their cities, and many of them are involved. I have somebody from the Hawthorne Chamber of Commerce. I have different women doing different things, Orange County, all over the state of California. And Sunday, they're both at 2 o'clock, 2 p.m., either Saturday or Sunday. And Sunday is our International Woman of Achievement. So we have women representing their cultures, which is going to be very interesting. So it's open to the public on the Queen Mary. We'll have vendors there as well. So there'll be a little shopping experience. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, and I remember making friends with so many women around the world, ladies from Scotland, from Vietnam, from China, from everywhere. It was just wonderful.
Yes, we have somebody flying in from Denmark. We have Vietnam. And then we have women that live here, but are representing their heritage, their cultures. So it's just going to be great. And they get to do in their opening a cultural outfit and words of wisdom from their culture, from their forebears, which is really, really, the women tap into that. They love doing that.
Yes, and you know, actually, there was a very inspirational participant last year from Scotland, and she actually had visited South Africa and was so active in helping people there, but yet she herself had a prosthesis. She only had one leg. And I just admired her so much for her vim and vigor and wanting to help others in that situation and overcoming, and how she herself had achieved so much at such a young age. So I just want to also send a salute out to all the ladies everywhere in the world who are doing great things, and we need to continue to bond in sisterhood and recognize one another. And on that note, there's a big event coming up towards the end of this year, and I want to give a shout out to Jarvie Hutcherson, who also gave me one of the first awards for what he calls the Lady of Red, the Rose Diamond Awards. And that's also for community service. service and what have you. And Marlena, I think you would be a perfect candidate for that event.
Well, that sounds great. We should talk about that.
Yes, absolutely. It's a beautiful event. All the ladies wear red, and he had it at the beautiful hotel in Beverly Hills, and it was just really a top-notch event. And last year I nominated Carla Gordy, one of the Gordy family of Motown, and she was just magnificent. We also had Claudette Robinson, the first lady of Motown, and so many more. So it was just a great event. And I want to, on that note, get us back on board the Queen Mary before we head on down the road here. And I want to encourage everyone to come to the pageant. Once again, as Marlena said, at 2 o'clock, the doors will be open for the a beautiful event, and the tickets are only $25, so I encourage everybody to join us. And thank you, Marlena, for coming. I enjoyed having you as a guest on Carmelita's Corner.
So, Carmelita, that...
Yes.
Reef, that was... You have such interesting guests. Now, what is the date of the Queen Mary situation again?
It's this coming weekend. It's a 3-day event, but the day for the people to come, the community to come, is Saturday and Sunday. The judging will be on both dates, and we will have the California portion on Saturday and the international portion on Sunday. So that's on August the 26th and 27th.
Oh, well, you know, now, is this just a rumor that they're actually going to try to, for this event, take the boat out for a little sail, or is that just a rumor?
Well,
I remember... we did that event, and I met your friends that flew in from all over the world. We were on the Queen Mary, and that was great. We had a good time. And I'll tell you, when we were walking down the aisle there, you remember all the pictures of, Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, the list goes on and on, Cary Grant, all those people. So it's kind of nostalgia because they show pictures of the people actually on the boat. You remember? We were looking at them.
Yes, and that was a lot of fun, and I thank you also for coming out and taking photographs and what have you. And maybe you might want to come back again this weekend.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I would like to, and I love the Queen Mary and the food. You know, the food is good, and boy, you know, you're just on history. You know, it's just amazing. You're on a ship that has so much history, and what's cool is they put some of the pictures up where you can see this. You know, Abbott and Costello, there's so much stuff. And
right.
I met such interesting people when I was with your group there. Boy, they really came from long distances. But
yes, as
anyway.
I was saying, you know, we're really remarkable women coming from all around the world for the international portion. And I made a lot of great friends from that,
you
being
a
part
lot,
of that.
Yeah, you definitely have a lot of friends. You have quite a Rolodex and such interesting people. But thank you for that, and that's the 26th and 27th. And
yes, Saturday and Sunday, and the portion where I'll be most involved will, of course, be the section, you know, where I won the title, which was on the international portion.
Okay, and which area of the boat is that going to be in? Up in the main deck?
Yes, there will be directions when you arrive on the Queen Mary, and they will direct you.
Okay, so I think it's time, Carmelita, for us to take the ghost tour. What do you think? Do you want to try that?
Well, you know, that's up to you, but there's going to be
they do have that, don't they?
They yes.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure that I'm interested in meeting any ghosts, but it's something to think about.
No, they talk about that, and it's interesting. But yeah, that sounds good, and I'm looking forward to it because I like the events we have there, and I had a good time with you down there last time, meeting everybody and seeing all the stuff. But
yeah,
all right, let's
and,
move on.
And you know, actually Friday they're going to be giving the contestants a tour of the Lady Diana exhibit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they've got things that rotate and gives new attractions, you know, and so forth. And I'm going to stay on the ship, you know, over the weekend. And Saturday evening, I mean, in the afternoon, though, I do have to slip away a little bit because the church has an event and I've been requested to be there. So it's like trying to be in two places at the same time.
Well, no, that's going to be interesting staying the night. I've never stayed the night on the Queen Mary,
mm-hmm.
but I've seen the rooms, and it's who knows who stayed in the room that you'll be staying in, you know.
I stayed on board last year, you know, and that ship is so huge. You need practically a map just to find your room.
It's just
really an amazing, beautiful ship.
It is, and they have several restaurants, good food.
Yes, and the ballroom where we'll be having the pageant itself is gorgeous, just beautiful.
Oh, it is. And, you know, you think if you went back in time, boy, what went on there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So many events, so many people. And the years go so fast. That ship is really cool. Have you been on the submarine next door?
No, I haven't.
I
didn't.
Either.
Yeah, that would be an experience. Now, my father was actually a Navy man, and when he left the planet, they gave him a two-gun salute out in Westwood, you know, where the military stationed, the veterans group. You're very much a part of that, so I know you know all about it. Mm-hmm.
No, that's really interesting. And, sounds good, and I will probably be seeing you down there. And it sounds like fun, and another great show as usual. Okay, Carmelita, we're going to move on and wrap the show up here. Time goes so fast. We love these shows. I mean, they're so interesting. A lot of interesting information with the identity thing. A lot of good stuff.
I enjoyed Stacy,
and
I'm going to look her up on her website.
Yeah, and you know, this stuff is important. We got to stay up on top of this because people get in and catch all that stuff.
I know. You have to just keep your eyes open. top of it. Uh-huh.
Okay, guys. Thank you, Carmelita. We'll be talking to you soon, and we're going to move on. And we got to be wrapping up pretty soon here.
Time for us to go, but I wanted to mention, you had mentioned earlier, Easy Way Tube, that's letter E, letter Z, Way, W-A-Y.
Easy Way Tube.
Are
you on
it?
We got to get you on Easy Way Tube, unless you're already on.
I don't really have a business. It's really
that's
a
right,
business,
you know.
Business portal.
Reed, real quick.
Businesses
all
types, anywhere, are can come on to Easy Way Tube, because as small businesses, I have been an entrepreneur and a small business owner. We need each other. We need
they
to connect one with another because we don't have everything within our own shop. So
they love it.
They
go on Easy Way Tube,
letter
and here's all the blocks. Exactly. They got all the blocks, and they could check other businesses out and click. And it's not a lot of miscellaneous crazy stuff. Everything is business, and they love it. And we got the easywaymedia.com, and, you know, Reith, we got to get you over here. I don't know. I don't think you've ever been out here, but this TrueMedic.com, we got the chair, and I'll tell you, every time I go to walk out the door, I have to stop for a second, run back, and jump in the chair for a little while. This thing is amazing. Three-dimensional, you just sink in it. It wraps up your arms, legs, starts doing all these with the wheels, and I mean the massaging and everything. Oh, the heat. I am definitely a fan. And we got Senior Guide, Great California Senior Guide magazines with us. And, I met the people with Senior Guide, California Senior Guide. What a group. And we're going to be going place with them. And TiffanyGarvin.com, Healing Mentor. What an interesting lady to talk to. And, of course, you remember Dr. Emily Latran, what a story she has in her events. And Reith, I have one. You know, like I look like I've been riding with an old biker gang for the last 20 years in the desert with my skin. Well, I finally think I found a solution, my real earth. And they have a natural, it's not with all the chemicals, a natural skincare thing. And I'm not a advertising person and promotional person, but there's a little light at the end of the tunnel where I may not have to be a Boris Karloff lookalike, you know. And you know, when you feel better, you are better. That's what they say with, you know, like with the Trumenic situation and these things. Reith, we got to stay up on top of this. And with TiffanyGarvin.co, I'm sorry, TiffanyGarvin.co, and Inspired Images Studio, Reith, we got to get you down there, ProductionSanDiego.com, beautiful studio, and they're going to be moving along with a larger studio down in the Vista area. I don't know, do you go down there at all, Reith, down in the Vista area?
Not often, no.
Not too often, no, but we'll
but
get you down there.
But I do have to go now, Jim, and our time is really up.
Okay, we're time's up.
I know you can go on and on and on.
Go on and on. EasyWayRadio.com, guys, and listen to us, you know, Radio Boomers Live, guys, as you can tell today with Stacy, we got a lot of tips and tricks, and stay healthy and stay active. So till then, till next week, Reith and everybody, Radio Boomers Live listeners, stay healthy, stay happy, keep active, and keep the faith. Till next
week.
See
you
bye,
next
guys.
Week. Have a wonderful week. See you Monday, 10 a.m. right here.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.